Every month we talk about the seniors, the most experienced in our life, what's happening when it comes to what falls under the umbrella of Area Agency on Aging in Western Michigan, something happening that involves deadlines. Well, we've been talking about certainly this in other venues, but open enrollment for Medicare Part D had begun back on October 14th, and well, the deadline is right around the corner, so my next guest in to remind us of that, Bob Callery. MAP, that's MMAP, Regional Coordinator with the Area Agency on Aging in Western Michigan. Bob, good that you are here.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, December 7th means December 7th, doesn't it?
Correct.
Yeah, so let's talk about the importance of this Medicare Part D and who qualifies. That's my first question. What is Medicare Part D? Who does qualify?
Medicare Part D is the prescription coverage through Medicare. Medicare Part D plans are standalone policies through various insurers that provide coverage for your monthly prescriptions that you need. We have 28 plans in the state of Michigan this year. We'll have 23 next year. So anybody who is Medicare eligible, so those 65 and over, and those who have been on Social Security disability for 24 months will automatically be enrolled in Medicare. And so anybody who needs prescription coverage would want to select one of those Part D plans.
There are five steps you recommend people take when choosing a plan. So let's go through those steps, Bob.
All right. First, you want to review your current plan. Each year, these plans will change their premiums. They'll change their deductibles. And so you want to take a look at those. Even the pharmacies that they participate at will change. So you want to review that. Number two, the big thing to review with these policies is the actual prescription coverage. So these plans have different formularies, how they classify medications, how much they charge for medications. It varies between all the plans. So you want to check to see what your prescriptions will look like cost-wise between the different plans, because some plans you'll have a lot more savings than others. Number three, there is a great assistance program through Social Security Administration. There are income and asset limits to the program, and so when people call MAP, we can evaluate to see if somebody qualifies. And this program will reduce premiums, could eliminate premiums, deductibles, and copays as well. Great program. We love helping people sign up for that. Step four, don't procrastinate.
Yeah. Don't wait till December 7th that morning.
No. Usually we have a full folder of people we have to get back with. So we recommend people try to get in contact with us now. We're hearing from some of our other locations around the state that they are filling up, that their schedules are full for the remainder of open enrollment. So give us a call, get on the list, and we can call you back and review your policies. And then last, you always want to ask questions. Make sure you have a good understanding. So before you click the enroll button, you get all your questions answered, because once you get enrolled, you're in that plan for the next year. So
review your current plan, consider the medications, see if you qualify to help with premiums, don't procrastinate, and ask questions, and certainly we'll give that number out in just a second. How long do people actually have to sign up for a Part D plan then?
October 15th through December 7th. So the 7th is the last day that you can sign up for a plan for next calendar year, and then your new policy will start the first of the year. If you enroll through us, we enroll people through the Medicare website, and when we help people enroll, it'll automatically disenroll them from their current plan. So there's no other calls that they have to do. It's you call us, we can help review, explain the policies, you select one, we help you through enrollment, and you're all set.
Bob, talk to us more about the MAP program, and that's MMAP.
So the MAP program is the State of Michigan SHIP program, State Health Insurance Assistance Program. Every state in the country has one of these programs. MAP just happens to be the one for Michigan. We are a statewide nonprofit volunteer program. Because of our grant being as small as it is, we have to utilize volunteers. And we have some fantastic volunteers who donate their time to answer questions on very confusing issues with Medicare. We're located in every county in the state of Michigan. The region I see over from Allegan up to Ludington, we have 90 volunteers that help answer questions. So we have a pretty awesome team.
Well, and I was just to talk about that. This network of trained volunteer counselors who talk with people over the phone or meet with them one on one. So here's an opportunity to don't be afraid, reach out and ask.
Correct. Yeah, we talk with people. We have our 1-800 number that people can call. You can contact the Area Agency on Aging. We have 16 area agencies across the state of Michigan, so every single county is covered. Talk with people over the phone, meet one-on-one, and then for people who are homebound, I love going out and meeting with people in their homes or wherever they're at. So we're a good service for people to help understand Medicare, and we want to connect with people as best we can.
And talking about the statewide program that provides assistance for Medicare, Medicaid beneficiaries, or even potential beneficiaries who have questions or concerns, and obviously you'll talk to family members and more.
Correct. Family members, caregivers, yep.
Is this part of a millage that provides dollars for this, or is this part of the area agency's responsibilities? Or
The primary funding originates with CMS, with Medicare, goes through the federal government on down to the state of Michigan and then down to the MAP program. But we also are supplemented by some millage dollars for here in Kent County. Kent County is one of the top five population centers for Medicare beneficiaries. So we have lots of beneficiaries that we meet with here in Kent County, particularly.
And we're all getting older by the minute. This is going to blow up here every day. More and more of those, 65 and older?
Correct.
Will need to be paying more attention to these type of deadlines and more. Bob, your final comment?
Open enrollment is wrapping up quickly, so give us a call so we can help you review your policy that will best fit your prescription needs and your wallet for next year.
And again, good things happening under the umbrella of the Area Agency on Aging of Western Michigan. Yes?
Absolutely.